From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea's foreign minister says President Trump lit a fuse of war on the Korean Peninsula with his threat that the U.S. would totally destroy Pyongyang if attacked. Trump made those remarks in an address to the U.N. General Assembly last month. Now, North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho has spoken to Russia's TASS news agency. He said, "We can say that Trump has lit a fuse of war against us by his militaristic and delusional statement at the U.N." He said the U.S. must act reasonably and stop provoking North Korea. The South Korean Foreign Ministry is saying that senior diplomats of the United States, Japan, and South Korea are to meet on October 18th in Seoul to talk about North Korea's evolving nuclear and missile threats. President Trump on Wednesday rejected as, quote, pure fiction, an NBC News report that a few months ago he suggested a tenfold increase in the U.S. nuclear arsenal. His comments on the size of the arsenal, now at about 4,000 weapons, came at a meeting at the Pentagon with top military and national security officials in July, according to NBC, which cited the recollections of three people who were there. Trump was responding to a briefing that charted the steady reduction in the size of the country's stockpile since the 1960s, and he indicated he wanted a bigger arsenal, the network said. Officials at the meeting were reported to have voiced surprise at Trump's suggestion and briefly explained to him the legal and practical restraints on a nuclear buildup. This is VOA News. The Pentagon has told